Zora, your planetary brother of Neptunian influence greets you once again, lightworkers of planet Earth. I have taken this channel over at this time because I have been given the authorization from his master teacher, Dr. Hannibal Saint Germain, with whom I have been magnetically interlaced in these ongoing preparations in the lead up to the East Asia mission. As part of this interweaving of our magnetic forces, my Neptunian vibration from higher physical dimensions with Dr. Hannibal aboard his etheric craft number 1235. We also have been brought into the coordination with Shantar of TriStar Command for the triple amplification of your light in this ongoing spring cycle of resurrection. We have been working out the difficulties and the challenges over the past week in the interconnecting threads of these different planetary vibrations. My Neptunian influence with Shantar's Saturnian prerogatives, as he has announced to you before. And this is being coordinated, of course, through Dr. Hannibal. And all of this is part of the necessary preparation, as I have said, for the upcoming East Asia mission. For as I travel and exert my influence in the East through those mission functions, I will of necessity need to be interlocked also with Dr. Hannibal and the various segments of his command structure, such as the assigned TriStar command under Vice Admiral you call Shantar. For because these interconnections will have been well established, we will be able thereby to relay any necessary energies along these hieronic wavelengths for the participation in both hemispheres for the implantations of light and first ray action in the Eastern Hemisphere to decrystallize those impacted thought patterns and structures of society that still are unyielding to the hierarchical command for the Second Coming program. But all is in good order, so rest assured that we have made all necessary arrangements to manifest the successes that we foresee. Gloria has been of invaluable aid to me in this process as well because of my past connections with her and hers with this channel. And therefore, you see that we have various levels of what you have termed in the past to be triangulations that we have brought to bear interdimensionally for this sacred purpose. Because my team and I carry a unique bandwidth in association with the Neptunian influence of first reaction, that bandwidth being expressed upon higher physical dimensions of the planet Neptune, we are able to introduce into this planetary sphere a new element to aid in the upliftment of the various vibratory levels of this Earth planet from physical up into astral, joined with the etheric, which of course has overriding influence over all vibratory wavelengths associated with this planetary orb. It is remarkable, one might say, at least Gloria says that to me, that we are able to effect this melding of our force fields in such short period of time. But after all, you have been at this work for a number of decades, and therefore you are no tin soldiers, but are warriors of the light who have been well trained to accept these incoming bombardments of light and love in action as initiated from the Saturnian Council of this solar system. As you can well surmise, when I speak in this manner, I am able to further adjust these frequency levels so that we can fine-tune everything in advance so that all runs seamlessly at the appointed hour of manifestation. I am not alone, but I have a team with me, as I have indicated, and we are able to spread our influence in a far-reaching manner . And in these procedures also, we are under the guiding path of El Moria, Shohan of the First Ray, so that we may have the greatest effect in the implantation of these Neptunian wavelengths. Dr. Hannibal has given me great insight into these operations as well, for he has prepared this channel of light, his own disciple, in a very precise manner, and therefore he knows how to work out all the kinks, of which he says there still are manifestations that I am able to thereby bring into synchronization as I make impacts with my force field upon his. All that is one way of saying that we are able to go with the flow, as you so commonly say, and if one method does not work, we are able to sidestep that and move into another direction, all towards the ultimate goal of complete synchronization. But trouble yourselves not on this score, because we have a great view here upon these levels by which to see best how to proceed in these functions to coordinate our magnetic wavelengths with yours. And thus also in my own right, I have been coordinating myself with Robert and Mari Lynn, because they will be the grounding agents also for these energy implantations in a very direct way as they position themselves on their assigned tasks in the East. So I'm working with the group force field at all times, and I hold you in this sphere of light and love that I bring with me from the planet Neptune. Just as you decree, so do we. Spirit's will be done, and so it is. I am Zora. Come from Neptune with authority for these assignments. Hello and goodbye. Over and out for now. Zora. Nada. Dr. Hannibal has allowed me to step in briefly just for this moment to let you know that Elmoria and I are very pleased with the efforts that this unit on the physical plane is portraying for Sananda's actions as he proceeds with his second coming program. We are conducting numerous conferences on this side of the veil of which you know nothing. But, of course, you have your function and we have ours. So, accept with graciousness the amalgamations that we are able to produce for the benefit of all mankind. And thus I surround you with the seventh ray of love and peace, and give these blessings in order to balance all things through this I Am Nation unit. I am Nada, with you through love and action. Amen.